This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 492 for Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are mostly lower on Wednesday as an overdue correction sets in. With the final settlement, the November canola contract pulls back $7.80 at $670.60 per ton, and the January contract loses $7.70 at $675.10 per ton. A trader says farmers have been very good sellers of canola lately, and the spec funds have been covering their short positions. But pressure from losses in outside markets is helping to guide the Canadian oilseed towards a much-needed correction. There are declines in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Chicago soybeans have turned lower, and there are gains in soy meal that are trying to temper further losses. Modest increases in crude oil are lending support to the vegetable oils. The trader notes the main focus of the canola market is on yield potential, but once that has been figured out, the focus will shift towards demand. He stresses that's waning on the export side. The Bank of Canada lowers its key lending rate to 4.5%, which puts some pressure on the Canadian dollar. The loonie steps back on Wednesday afternoon at 72.44 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 72.6. The United States Midwest is forecast to see some storms by next week, while temperatures remain well above 35 degrees Celsius. The driest areas of the Midwest are parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production slips by 11,000 barrels per day at just under 1.1 million. Ethanol stocks are up 500,000 barrels at 23.7 million. The Wheat Quality Council Tour puts its day one findings of spring wheat in North Dakota at 52.5 bushels per acre, which would be the best since 1994. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday. The November contract drops 11.5 cents at $10.64 per bushel. August soy oil drops by nearly 0.2 cents at 46.02 cents per pound. August soy meal nudges up 70 cents at $343.40 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn tacks on a penny at $4.04 per bushel. September oats drop 8 cents at $3.33. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago September is up 4 cents at $5.47. Kansas City September bumps up 0.75 cents at $5.67.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is down 4.5 cents at $6.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 24th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.